Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
All right, I want to brag on our boy here because you've been due and you've scratched and clawed and you're almost back to 500 after a 5-1 week, my friend. Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank you very much.
I am at 30-21 against the number, 6-3 in locks. Your locks are back to 4-5, 18-9 in the colleges. I'm having a good year with the college games and I'm ready to have another good week.
Nice.
I went 3-3 last week. I will start with Navy and North Texas. That's right, Navy and North Texas. The total in this game is 66. Now, Navy has opened it up quite a bit. I don't know if they opened it up that much. I'll take the under 66 in Navy and North Texas.
Seems like a lot of points, right?
Sure does.
I'm going to start off something I don't normally do. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week. Indiana's been very good to me. I like Indiana minus 21.5 at Maryland. I think Maryland is a dumpster fire. I think Indiana is just this hot train that keeps running through town and scorching everything in sight. I mean, they're going to score 40 points seemingly every game. Their defense is vastly underrated. Indiana can stop teams flat. So I like the Hoosiers minus 21.5 at Maryland, my shoot the boot lock of the week.
Next up, I'm going to the Michigan State Minnesota game. The total in that game is 45.5. Weather will be good, shouldn't play a factor. I like both teams to put up some points. I'll take the over 45.5.
Staying in the Big Ten, Ohio State taking on Penn State. Oh, beginning of the season, we thought this was going to be the matchup, right?
Can you imagine how many people bought tickets and booked hotel rooms for this game?
Why wouldn't you, right? Get ready to go. Have fun in Columbus, right? It is Columbus, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Ohio State is giving up 19 points in this game. Penn State has no soul left in them. Their coach is gone. The quarterback is done. All they have is a couple of really good running backs, but with Ohio State's defense, knowing that's the case, I like the Buckeyes giving up 19. If it were over, if it were the 21.5 Indiana's got to give up, I'd be a little bit more concerned. But it's only 19.
I think this one started at 21. It's down to 19.5 or 19?
19.
19. I got a weird hunch about this game. It's a weird hunch. I looked at it, and I'm like, Penn State might show a little life. I think pride might kick in. But next up, my car house lock of the week. Cal's playing host to Virginia. I love betting against teams that have to go across the country. And Cal's got some ability. Virginia flies close to the sun, seems like every week. I'll take Cal plus 4.5, my car house lock of the week.
I kind of like that one. Cal at home, huh?
Yeah.
I do like that. Lastly, Doug, let's go to the SEC. The hot team this year in the SEC that nobody saw coming was Vanderbilt. They've cooled off a little bit with a couple of losses here, but they are at Texas. This is a big matchup. The over-under set at 47. Texas does not score as much as you would think that they should score, and Vanderbilt has a legitimate defense. I like the under in this game, under 47.
All right, let's go to the National Football League, and I will start one of those games that's heavily favored in Vegas in terms of the 94% of the money. Is that what I said, 94% of the money?
Yeah, you said 94.
I like the Colts minus 3 playing at Pittsburgh.
Doug, ditto.
A lot of us on the Colts. Buffalo is playing host to Kansas City. Buffalo's ready to make a run here. I'll take Buffalo plus the point.
That's going to be a fun game to watch, obviously. Those two teams, very good football teams. Don't worry about the records. You know who they are. Mm-hmm. Bears are getting, giving 2.5 points at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's just a train wreck, and the Bears are poised to take advantage of that train wreck. They need to get right again. They won 4 games in a row and then lost. I like the Bears -2.5 on the road at Cincy.
My final pick, Washington is playing host to Seattle. Washington is a 3-point underdog. I will take the homestanding Commanders in this one.
Well, they got Jaden Daniels back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Denver on the road at Houston. I really like Bo Nix and what he's done. Houston is compromised offensively with losing Nico Collins. However, the over-under is set at 40. 40 seems low. I mean, Denver's a team that can score, and Houston's been a big play team. I like the over in this one, over 40 points.
All right, those are our picks. Do with them what you will. Kang, every week, you love on a pick, you hate on a pick. Which one do you like the most?
Doug, I like your Buffalo +1 at home against KC. I think Kansas City's ripe for the picking. They're still good, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they're as dominant as they used to be, and Kelsey only getting older. I like Buffalo to take care of business this time around.
And which one do you dislike?
The one that you both had. Colts.
Oh.
This seems too obvious. Colts -3 at Pittsburgh. I have no real reason other than this seems way too obvious. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the points at home. I know they looked bad just recently losing to Packers, but it's the NFL, man.
Are you buying into the Colts hype, or are you stung because of the quarterback situation?
No, they're the real deal. I mean, they might win coach of the year, comeback player of the year, offensive player of the year, and MVP all on the same team, but that doesn't mean you're not going to lose some games during the regular season. Right. So I like Pittsburgh.
There you go. Those are our picks every week. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, I got a question for Kang. It's Halloween. He's got two young daughters. Kang, what do you think the trendiest Halloween costumes are this year?
Oh.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
The number one answer is K-pop Demon Hunters.
I told you guys, this was the number one thing on Netflix for like months. Nonstop. They had, I think, got at least 3 or 4, if not more, songs in the top 100 billboards for like ever. It's a phenomenon. It's unreal. And if you have a little girl, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you probably know the movie because you've seen it a million times, whether you wanted to or not.
What is K-pop Demon Hunters?
It's a cartoon movie about three demon hunters that are singers, and they have very catchy poppy songs, and they go up against these demons, and the demons fought back with the boy band and the Saja Boys. And the Saja Boys, and they go back at it. It's a little battle. It's like, you know, it's like if American Idol and The Voice put together and the winner gets our souls. It's pretty important.
Whoa. This is a battle of their souls?
Yep. For everyone's souls. The viewers as well.
Oh, my God.
The listeners and viewers, yeah.
That is high stakes. I don't know if I approve of that.
You don't have to. It's that's what's happening.
Wow.
And do you
and we're
approve?
leaving the whole hope of humanity to three K-pop stars?
Yes.
And do you approve of this show?
And their manager Bobby.
Is that for real?
Yes. Do I approve of the show? Yeah, actually, that's total. At first, my wife didn't because just the title Demon Hunter. She's like, what is this? And then turns out it's just, you know, really catchy K-pop songs. And yeah, it's totally fine. My girls are not going as K-pop Demon Hunters. So that's actually a little bit refreshing. But I'm sure we'll see a ton of them out there today and tonight. I'm sure anyone listening that's taking their kids trick-or-treating, you're going to see a bunch.
Okay.
So when some kid comes to the door, probably a little girl, and I don't understand what the hell the costume is, it could be a K-pop demon hunter.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Good to know.
Where do you guys stand on haunted houses? As adults, do you go to, like, not an actual haunted house, but like the attractions to go to a haunted house where people try to, you know, they're there to scare you. Have you been to one lately?
I don't think I've ever been to one, to be honest with you.
So BC, before children, Gator.
Yeah.
I love Halloween, love haunted houses, the hayride, everything. It's so fun, man. Yeah. I think everyone to get into a theme of something, if you're single and you're out at the bar, icebreakers are right in front of you. It's the costume right there. You can just comment on the costume and say how great the costume is, and you don't come off as a creep on a normal Saturday night when you say something like to a woman, and she's like, ew, get away from me, right? Today, you can be like, oh, sexy mouse, nice costume. And she'll be like, thank you. Oh, you know, nice. And then move on, right? Whatever. But yeah, haunted houses, all that stuff. I used to love that, man.
Well, you have fun tonight being.
Well, doing, it's not BC now. It's
But I'm saying doing dad things. I know you enjoy being a dad.
I do. It's the best, man. Yep, absolute best.
And Gator, your neighborhood. I find it funny doing the recap of Halloween in your neighborhood because I feel like some weekends you get some Halloweens you get a ton of kids and others you get none.
Yeah, it really depends on how adventurous the kids want to be because it's not that like my street and a couple streets in my neighborhood are kind of spread out. Mm-hmm. But it's really not that far to go to see homes that are much closer together. So I feel like if the kids just venture around the corner, then I could get flooded.
But gotcha.
Good reminder.
Did you buy all the candy that you didn't want?
It's a good reminder because I got to go on the way home. I'll stop off and get some. Yeah. I was joking last night with a friend of mine. Or I could just pass out pennies. Remember how awful that was when you were a kid?
Do not do that.
No. She's like, what, do you want your house to get egged? Like, no, I don't want that. I'm joking.
What about just straight cash, homie?
Oh, no, you have to Venmo everybody now that shows up.
I got a little...
Every girl's going to be like, what's this?
Every girl, a little boy has a QR code.
QR code on their chest.
Yeah. Crypto.
Yeah. As far as the college football weekend, or the whole weekend, you got any big plans or just...
No real big plans, no. Just going to enjoy football tomorrow. So with Michigan State, I think is at 3:30.
Correct. Ohio State, Penn State, noon. Spartans in Minnesota, 3:30. Michigan.
Yeah, Purdue, I'll be interested all day long.
Bam, bam, bam. Line them up.
Yep.
And then Lions back on the field.
Look at Rico kind of dressed up today.
Yeah, he's got orange and black.
I like it.
Yep. Creamsicle hat, though, for the Buccaneers. Bruce the Buccaneer. Yeah. Looks good. People can log on to YouTube or Twitch and see it.
What's the shirt? What we got on the shirt? Oh, it's Snoopy.
Nice. Snoopy dressed up as a mummy. It's clever. How are you, Rico?
I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah, that Penn State Ohio State game ain't quite hitting the way we thought it was going.
Dude, can you imagine? I mean, we do this. We all do this. Like you're like, oh, what's a big road trip? Everybody gets fired up. There got to be so many people from State College that have rooms booked and tickets to this game, thinking this was the game.
Yeah, and instead it's I don't even know what the spread is on that game.
Now 18?
19.
19?
Yeah. 19. Ohio State minus 19.
And I think after that game, that's when you're going to get the Penn State players who will just opt out and just say, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going straight to the pros. Because remember, a bunch came back just to play this year, could have went pro. I'm not getting injured. I would opt out if I were there.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I know, Doug, you're thinking very admirable, but if you had your son, and it's like, okay, you can't even make a bowl game.
Yeah, I know. I can't preach commitment to them their whole life and then tell them to opt out.
Yeah, you can.
No, because, I feel like a hypocrite.
Son, sometimes there's bigger fish to fry. What you don't want is, to me, to get Jake butted. And you have a promising career. You lose it over a meaningless game. And there it is.
Do you know how happy Jake Butt is today, though?
I know, but Jake Butt, to me, was going to be... We would be talking about him the way we talk about, you know, Kelce and these other tight ends.
People don't know. He opted into Michigan's bowl game, hurt his knee, and didn't really have a great pro career, which might not have happened anyway.
Got drafted by Denver, and yeah.
I see Jake a lot, obviously, and right. Jake seems happy as can be. But anyway, what do you guys got planned coming up next?
So we had a debate. We're just going to bring it to the air. This Lions offense, with the whole J-Mo and Morton, you know, apologize. Do you really need J-Mo to be that big in this offense?
You know,
because spoiler alert, I said no.
I gotta make a comment on this. I don't have to, I guess. Earlier in the show, I was talking about some Michigan fan who wanted Bryce to throw it more, and I said when you start calling plays to check boxes and fill agendas, you make yourself vulnerable
Gator
to losing.
Hit that bell for me,
and I like the idea of getting J-Mo more involved, but if you're calling plays for reasons other than winning the game, you can get yourself in trouble.
If I have to do 7 to 10 scripted plays just to make said player happy, or we can just keep winning.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Pistons did with Ben Wallace. Beginning of games, get him feeling like he's part of the offensive, and then do what you do, play defense, rebound, and we're going to win the game.
Have a great show, and stay safe, everyone. Treat each other with respect. Every Friday, we leave you with a Gator rant. If you need to negotiate more time in front of your television, here's how it could go down.
Enjoy that night game.
Yeah, thanks. Love night games now. I love them. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for
your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.